I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. One of my favorite singers has a new album coming out in Europe on Monday. Her name is Umu Sangare, and she's from Mali. Umu Sangare isn't just one of Mali's best-known musicians. She's also arguably her country's best-known woman, and that's a role she takes quite seriously. Her efforts to fight for social justice earned her an award from UNESCO several years ago. She's considered a champion of human rights, particularly women's rights.
Voir une femme heureuse, ça me donne la joie naturelle.
She says when she sees a happy woman, it gives her a natural joy. Seya is the title of her new CD. It means joy in Mali, but hers is not a vague sense of joy. Umu Sangare says that she's never made music just for the sake of making music.
J'ai toujours chanté pour quelque chose, pour la libération de la femme, le droit.
I have always sung for something, for the liberation of women in Mali and Africa, for women's rights, because African women don't have enough rights. I have always fought for that, and UNESCO recognized my work, my efforts, and my courage to speak up against matters like forced marriage and polygamy. That was really difficult and risky, because these are social customs that have existed in our country for centuries.
I mean, it's an interesting position that you're in, because you come on stage and you sing, and you sing in a language people don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you think the role is of a musician, a singer like yourself, in communicating these ideas about human rights.
Le rôle des musiciens est très important parce que la musique c'est la plus bonne politique, moi je pense.
The role of the musician is very important because I think music is the best form of politics. It's the only weapon that can change people's views without causing any bloodshed. When you sing, you can entice while you spit out truths that even politicians will not be able to express. Artists, musicians are free to say what they think. Politicians often are not. So music is the best weapon.
Now, the new recording, your new recording is called Seya. It means joy. Mm-hmm. So in other words, despite many reasons, human rights abuses across Africa and the world, for example, despite many reasons to be miserable about the condition of the world, there are equally many reasons to be hopeful and joyous. Is that what you're talking about here?
Seya, effectivement, veut dire la joie. Seya.
Seya means joy, yes. I had not produced an album in 7 years before this, so I had time to think about it. And I thought, I'm going to bring joy with this. That's what counts. I saw all these problems with the economy and health. The world is rife with problems, so I wanted to bring in a positive note. It's just like Africans. There are too many problems in Africa, but Africans have a sense of joy. I know it's hard to believe, because when I'm in Europe or in the US, I see that what is shown of Africa is misery, famine, poverty. But when you are there, it's very different. There's a whole other side to Africa, which is very positive. People are happy just to exist, even if they are poor.
Well, if we take the title track of the album, Seya, it's dedicated to the tailors and designers and stylists of Bamako, the Malian capital. I think we'll find out a little bit more, something personal about you and what makes you happy, what fills you with joy. But let's listen to the song first. Seya by Umu Sangare. Tell me, first of all, what you're saying in this song, because it's really interesting. I think this is who you are, what fills you with joy.
Dans cette chanson, je parle beaucoup de la joie.
In this song, I talk about joy. I talk about a girl who's full of life. She goes to the market to buy her bazin, her cotton fabric, and then she goes to the dyer who will color the fabric. I decided to use the story of the dyer as an homage to the hard work of African women. African women are so brave. Dyers make their own dye and they come up with colors that don't even exist. And people all over the world are in love with those colors because they are the result of African women's great work.
I'd like to close out with a song called Jigi from the album Seya. And it's relevant here because you speak of people who are pillars of in their community, like yourself, and how they provide support to others. Tell us more about what Jigi means to you and the people close to you.
Jigi est très important. Jigi, c'est l'espoir. Pourquoi l'espoir? La vie même est basée sur l'espoir.
Jigi is very important. Jigi is hope. Why a song about hope? Because life itself is based on hope. So with Jigi, I invite those who have any kind of power to look around them and hold out a hand for those who are powerless to become hope for those who are hopeless. I address Jigi to those who live comfortable lives and ask them to think of those who are less fortunate.
Il faut aider à ceux qui ne sont pas trop à l'aise.
Umu Sangare, the new album is called Seya. It's a great pleasure to speak with you. Thank you very much. Merci
Thank
beaucoup.
Thank you, you too. Merci beaucoup à toi.
There's more music from Mali at theworld.org. It's Mali Blues meets Delta Blues at the South by Southwest Music Gathering in Austin, Texas. I'm talking about the All Music is World Music podcast, performances from that showcase that we put on along with KUT 90.5 in Austin. The first podcast performance features Malian blues guitarist Lobi Traore and a Dutch guitarist, Joop Pelt, who got his chops in the Mississippi Delta. That's all at theworld.org. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. The World is produced by Andrew Sussman, with Andrea Crossan, Joyce Hackle, Carol Hills, David Cohn, David LaValle, April Peavy, Adeline Sear, Tracy Tong, and Carol Zoll. Ann Lopez is our director. Our editors are Ken Bader, David Barron, Jennifer Gorin, George Lewinsky, and Peter Thompson. William Troop is senior editor, Chris Wolf, news editor. Our managing editor is Jonathan Dyer. The executive producer of The World is Bob Ferrante. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Have a good weekend.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com.